Here's a story that you need to know, but you never thought about. Here's a story that affects right now 79,000 people in long-term care homes in Ontario, but every long-term care home facility in the country. Here's a story about the pandemic that is not just about the massive failure in rapid testing. And make no mistake about it, the provincial governments and the federal government have failed in the most important task to get our economy and our health back, which is testing, testing, testing. They have failed. Now they're, you know, shutting things down or canceling Halloween and putting on their mournful faces. It is because they are culpable for not seeing the second wave and not getting the testing done. How they've made this strategic error and now we're all paying the price is beyond me. How the federal government didn't force the provinces to spend that $2 billion on testing. How the provinces, with all the money spent, didn't actually make sure there was enough rapid testing. Now they're bragging about 30,000 or 40,000 tests in the midst of a colossal failure is a joke to me. But let's go to the long-term care homes. Because although long-term care homes have felt the sting of those failures of testing and protection and PPE and wages more than any place, they have been the canary in the mine shaft. What's happened at the long-term care homes has been emblematic of what's happening. They're actually facing a new challenge that is quieter in terms of the media, but more important. And there's a letter that was written to Justin Trudeau to inform him of it. And I'm going to read one passage. Due to COVID-19, insurance companies are already amending policies to eliminate liability protection for communicable diseases as they renew and have further limited their exposure by effectively closing the insurance marketplace to long-term care. What? Long-term care is basically uninsurable because of the outbreaks. You cannot function as a long-term care home if you don't have liability insurance. But if you're an insurance company, you say, this is too dangerous. This is a crisis. And I want to bring on our friend who's been on this program a lot, the CEO of CanAge, which deals with long-term care, Laura Tamblyn Watts. And Laura, first of all, I hope you and the fam are well. I know you had a birthday recently, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
This letter shocked me. I hadn't, to be candid, I hadn't thought about it. Can you tell our listeners a bit why this liability insurance is like an existential threat to long-term care?
You cannot run a corporation, and you certainly can't run a long-term care home unless you have insurance. So let me put it in a way that people can understand from their own lives. Imagine you have a car and a license to drive the car, and highways and roads everywhere, but you don't have insurance, so you're not allowed to drive. It's the same way with a long-term care home. We have people in beds, we have residents, we have staff, we have a license, but unless you have insurance, you're not allowed to operate. There are only about 5 insurance companies that actually underwrite long-term care homes, and they have said that they will not underwrite for infection. And that doesn't mean just COVID-19. That means anything. We call it the flu season for a reason, because it comes every time. So if you cannot get liability insurance for something that is constant and predictable, you have to close all long-term care homes. And Evan, this isn't just a theory. This is happening because most long-term care homes insurance policies are coming up at the end of this calendar year. And so by about April, we are facing no insurance in long-term care, which means no long-term care.
So this is stunning. How fast could this happen? Like, if you're running a long-term care facility, you can't get insurance. You're closing. What does the government need to do?
So the long-term care home sector has begged the governments. And when I say governments, it has an S on it. Because if we're talking about Justin Trudeau saying, oh, we're going to work on national quality standards, which is important and must be done with all of the premiers and ministers of health across this country, there is a first principles problem. You can't have national long-term care quality standards if you no longer have any long-term care insured, which means you no longer have long-term care. So what do we need to do? Well, if the insurance is not going to be provided by the open market, then governments need to provide what's known as a backstop. It's not a perfect solution, but at least could buy some time to come up with a better one. And that means, essentially, that the government will insure enough of the risk that the long-term care homes can afford to purchase it, and there can be an agreement. So imagine, if you will, using the same analogy of driving your car, if you were told, well, you could possibly get insurance, but it's going to cost you $100,000 a year, you wouldn't be able to do that. But if they said it's going to cost $5,000 a year and the government will backstop the rest of it, then you would be able to do that. So a backstop has to happen as a guarantee now, and then a better solution has to happen in the immediate future.
So any response from the government?
It's been quiet. So that letter went out on the 15th of October to all of the major decision makers across the federal, provincial, territorial government saying, you know, this is an emergency at an unprecedented level, and there has been no response. And so I think people just kind of tune out when you say the word insurance, but anyone who runs a business or anyone who operates a car knows without insurance, there is no business and there is no transportation. So we need to draw attention to this in the immediate future, or we're going to lose our entire long-term care system by next year.
By next year. This is, you've written, by the way, this is Donna Duncan. So who wrote this letter? Because it's signed and copied to everybody.
It is. So there is a letter written with the pen held by Donna Duncan, who's the CEO of the Ontario Long-Term Care Association, but it's CC'd and signed by all of the other major organizations. So Lisa Levin from Advantage Ontario, and this is equally true for across the country. This is not an Ontario question. This is a Canada question. So the entire sector is raising their voice to government and saying, yes, COVID is a problem, but it's a problem that will not just be a problem, as you have so rightly said, with a failure of testing or a failure of staffing. It's going to be a failure of keeping the doors open.
Oh, this is urgent. This could happen by the end of next year. Guys, this is the true consequence of this pandemic. If we can't ensure long-term care homes, the rest of it's window dressing. It's over.
And it
this is
over.
So, this is massive, Laura. This hit me hard.
Most of the long-term care homes, the majority of whom will have their insurance coming up December 31, 2020, which means there's a sort of a period of about 4 months. So by about April next year is when we're talking about the closure of long-term care because of the lack of insurance, unless urgent steps by government are taken to provide an insurance backstop. And then we need to try to figure out, what does long-term care home insurance, liability insurance, look like? This isn't just about class actions or trying to respond to somebody who's got a claim. This is about fundamentally the right to keep the doors open. And one of the other pieces, Evan, we're often
talking
about.
You know what, Laura? Here's what I got to do. Unfortunately, I got to hit a break. But I'm going to continue to cover this. You're the best. Laura Tamblyn-Watt, CEO of CanAge. I really appreciate you raising this issue. I can't tell you how much. We're going to keep following this.